Hey everybody, I'm Matt Hill with Knight Fire Specialists. I'm here at the Permian Basin International Oil and Gas Show. I'm very fortunate to be down here to promote the Oil and Gas Show and just everybody here that put up a booth or sponsored. And I'm running across a lot of friends right here, legends in our industry that are really just true leaders. So ladies, introduce yourselves. Tell me who you're with and how you got into oil and gas.
My name is Myra Vargas. I've been in the oil and gas industry about 17 years, and I have a family-owned business called Amigo Pipe and Equipment. And we started off just by leasing on trucks, and next thing you know, we're opening our own business, our own trucking company.
Man, that's amazing. I'm proud of you for doing that. Tiffany, take it away, kid.
I'm Tiffany Wilson. I've done the oil and gas industry about, it's probably been about 5 years now.
I believe so.
Something like that. Gosh, I don't know. It gets so crazy. You just like lose track. It feels like 10. Feels like 20, actually.
Oh, I know.
Just call it 20.
20 years.
No, I just wanted to do something different than my family, and I wanted to do something I could be proud of and make money, and it led me to this. So,
I mean, we're fortunate to be, and like you said, I'm proud to be in our industry. You know, we bring affordable, reliable, abundant energy every right. single day to every
Absolutely.
Person on the planet. It keeps us free. So how's your business now? What are you up to?
Well, I'm with Long Industries now. They're a manufacturing company for tanks, vessels, separators, and it's been different, but it's a challenge, and it's fun. I love the family. I mean, they're awesome. So
what are some of the things you guys are seeing in our industry that you're excited about?
The growth. It's coming back.
We're
so excited. The barrel's going up and more people are getting jobs. It's just growing. It's growing again.
Just to watch it pick up, from watching it die the way it did, I mean, that was heartbreaking in itself. So to watch it...
Watching our friends lose their jobs.
Oh, yeah. I mean...
That's the toughest part.
Everything. When there's a boom going on, we grab about traffic.
And gas prices.
But when a bust happens, it's like you'll do anything to see it again. So, and that's just the way it is. I mean, we're human. It is what it is. So to see it happening again it's pretty amazing.
Well, being here in the Permian Basin, y'all are really just part of the biggest activity in our industry. What do you think? What can you tell people about something that you want to tell them about what they should be doing in oil and gas right now, as our peers and maybe like young people coming into our industry, what can you offer them, reach out and say, hey, if I were you, here's what I would do.
If I was someone just starting out or someone young, I would say get connected, but at the same time, a lot of people that I know that started out and have become successful, they did it on their own, and they
never give up.
Yeah, they never gave up.
Do not give up. It can get rough at times, and it's stressful, but never give up. The oil field is very rewarding. Absolutely very rewarding.
And the people care about you.
Absolutely.
This is a family.
Yeah.
We are one big family.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I thank you for being on my show and being my victims today. I'm honored to know you both. I really appreciate everything you guys do to, bring smiles to our industry, really. It's always positive what you're up to, so thank you, both of you.
We're trying
You guys
thank
roll,
you so much
you guys
for
roll,
having us.
You guys roll up your sleeves and get to work, and that's what I like.
Time to network.
This is our show, everybody. We'll see you on the next one. Take care. God bless. Bye-bye.